From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Pope Francis spent 12 years as the head of the Roman Catholic Church. In that time, he focused a significant part of his public messaging on the plight of migrants and refugees. In 2016, he said, "Migrants are our brothers and sisters in search of a better life, far from poverty, hunger, exploitation, and the unjust distribution of the planet's resources, which are meant to be equitably shared by all." Policy questions about migration have come into focus all over the world in the past decade, with the wealthiest nations in Europe and the Americas being a destination for untold number of people displaced by war and violence. Later in the hour, we'll talk with Illinois experts on immigration about what they're seeing 3 months into the second Trump administration. But we begin today talking about Pope Francis's views on immigration, both in terms of how they fit into the teachings of Catholicism and how those views have influenced the church right here in Illinois and beyond. With us to talk about this is Father Charles Dom. He's a Dominican priest, and he served for 21 years as pastor of St. Pius V Parish, which serves an immigrant Hispanic community in Chicago. Father Chuck, as he's known, is also the co-founder of the Resurrection Project, an organization that does social impact work from community housing to immigration. He serves now as chair of its board of directors. Father Chuck, thank you for making the time to be with us. Welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Listeners, you can join the conversation today throughout the hour at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Father Chuck, I just want to begin with sort of your reaction to when you heard about Pope Francis's death earlier this week.
Well, I was shocked. I mean, not totally surprised because we knew he was quite sick, but actually he died from something else, from a stroke and a heart attack. So I was very saddened, however, because he's been such a great leader, so popular not only among Catholics but non-Catholics. People have seen him as a real force for the environment, for immigration, for justice for everybody, and compassion for the poor.
How have the communities that you serve and that you're among reacted to the news?
Well, everybody is saddened because I think that I work primarily in an immigrant community in Chicago, and they all saw him, first of all, as a Latin American pope and as somebody who had a compassion and a special concern for their situation as immigrants.
So what does Catholicism teach? Let's get into the teachings of the church on immigration, for example.
Well, it's pretty clear, you know, based on the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. I mean, God told the Israelites, you know, you have to welcome the stranger, meaning the immigrant, because you yourselves were immigrants. So there was a very strong strain of teaching in the Old Testament among Jews. And Jesus took that and even pushed it further. He constantly referred to foreigners. For example, he created the story of the Good Samaritan who was helped by a foreigner, you know, a stranger, a Samaritan. And he talked with the woman at the well who was a Samaritan who went home and evangelized her local community. So he was very very concerned about those who are on the margins, those who are sick, those who were really rejected by the powerful in the community, especially by religious leaders at that time. So he reached out to all of them, whether they were women or sick people or foreigners, and he tried to reach out and bring them into his fold.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the Good Samaritan, because that's one of those things that a lot of us learned in, you know, elementary school or CCD or Bible class or wherever we learned it. But can you just remind us of the context and why that was so significant? You know, what Samaria represented at that time and, you know, yeah, the nuances of that. Yeah.
Well, Jesus created this story in answer to somebody's question, who is my neighbor? And so he tells the story of this man who fell among robbers and was wounded, lying by the side of the road. And a couple of clergy passed by, and they didn't do anything. They avoided him. But a foreigner, a Samaritan, came by And he picked him up, took him to an inn, paid the inn maker, and said, if there's anything this man needs, let me know. I'll take care of it. So Jesus said, this is who your brother, this is who your neighbor is. So it was a story that not only celebrated what it means to be compassionate and reaching out to those in need, but it also elevated as somebody significantly compassionate being a foreigner.
So carry that forward into the present day. How does that influence your work with the Resurrection Project, for example?
Well, we are a faith-based organization started by the parishes in the community, and we are now providing all kinds of services for immigrants. And one of the major sources is legal assistance. So a lot of these immigrants today, especially more recently arrived ones, need legal assistance, whether it's because they are here with a visa or without a visa, whether they're here because they made a political asylum or some other kind of claim and they have a court date, or perhaps they've just been here for, 30 years and maybe they have children who can now sponsor them because the children were born here and they're citizens. And so they can finally sponsor their parents. So there's a lot of legal work to be done. And we have received a lot of money from the state of Illinois to provide those services, not only ourselves, but we farm that money out. We distribute it, millions of dollars, to other agencies across the state that are working with immigrants. So the state of Illinois has given significant money, and a lot of it is channeled through the Resurrection Project to attend to the legal needs of immigrants.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking for the entire hour today about immigration, especially as it is being affected under the second Trump administration. For the first part of the show today, though, we're taking a step back from the news of the day and thinking about this through the lens of Catholicism in light of Pope Francis's teachings on this. And we're talking about it with Father Charles Dom, who's a Dominican priest, a longtime Chicago pastor, and co-founder of the Resurrection Project, an organization that, as we've just heard, does social impact work from housing to immigration. He's chair of its board of directors now. You can join us today at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. All right, let's talk a little more about Francis's views on immigration. You mentioned he was the first pope from the Americas, the first born outside Europe in more than a millennium. That's another thing. I went down a bit of a rabbit hole. It was actually 731 to 741 was the last pope who was born outside of Europe. Gregory III, St. Gregory to us, he came from Syria. How do you think that that affected Francis's teachings in these areas?
Well, I think when we look at the biographies about Francis, we know that he grew up in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and there he reached out to the poor. And he was a big advocate right from when he was ordained a priest. He would walk through the poor neighborhoods. He always took public transportation. And even when he became bishop, he continued to visit the poor neighborhoods and walk with confidence among the people, encouraging them. And before he became archbishop, he was also a leader of the Jesuits in Argentina, and he required all the applicants, the seminarians, to spend time among the poor, that they had to also understand this. The focus of the church, the focus of Jesus Christ, is on those who are excluded and marginal. And so it was, there's no surprise that he did this when he was pope. You know, when his first major trip out of the Vatican when he was consecrated bishop in 2013 was to the island of Lampedusa, which is an island in the Mediterranean, which is a major stopping off point for the thousands of migrants fleeing abuse, hunger, and oppression in Africa. They come all the way up to the Mediterranean, get in some kind of flimsy boat. And one of the first places they might stop is this island. He went to that island to visit the immigrants, and he ended up taking home some of the families and accommodating them in the Vatican. So that was his first step. But he did other steps as well in his as reign as Pope.
So talk about his, so he did that. He also made this like a focus of his rhetoric, right? Including as recently as this year, where there was some question and some friction between him and the, apparently the Vice President of the United States, who ended up being one of the last people to have an audience with the Pope the day before he died. Can you talk about, I don't know, we don't have to get political, you can if you want, but, how there has been friction both in the United States and in Europe with some of what he was trying to encourage people to think about.
Well, yes, and he constantly referred to the indifference, he called it, the indifference of the world to the situation of immigration. He said, we've got to be attentive to this. So when he went to Mexico, he traveled to the U.S. border and celebrated a mass right there at the out in the Ciudad Juarez, opposite El Paso, and they broadcasted that mass, which was very pro-immigrant in his statements. And at that time, in a telephone conversation, he said, "Anyone who wants to advocate for building a wall is not a Christian." So he was in conflict with President Trump in his first term. Now, in this second term, as he heard the rhetoric of President Trump, who wanted to have mass deportation, he took that seriously, and he wrote a letter to all the bishops of the United States, and he said, "You have to resist mass deportation. This is not just." Okay, and he called the mass deportation program of President Trump a disaster and a disgrace. So he was definitely at odds with what the current administration is doing.
How do you, so talk about, and we're coming to the end of our time together. We've only got a few minutes left. I mean, how do you think about these teachings in a time when now, mass deportation is one thing. Now we're doing arrests of people off the street. People are being deported without any due process. This has become the American policy. How are you thinking about his teachings today? And how are you seeing your community respond to it?
Well, his teachings are extremely relevant. And the important thing is that all of us, whether we're Democrats or Republicans, but if we are people of faith, we have to respond with the vision of Jesus Christ. We have to be compassionate to people who come to us in a desperate situation. We can't just say, there's no room here, get out, okay? And we can't just be picking people up off the street and arresting them with no due process, without any habeas corpus, and without actually being able to defend themselves, you know, because this is what a police state is like, and we are falling into that.
I wonder if you think his time in Argentina, right, which was under a dictatorship during his lifetime in the 70s and the 80s, I guess there have been even some who say that he collaborated with them in some ways, if that shaped his worldview. Here, yeah, please.
I think it absolutely did. You know, he was a little repentant about how he did not react strongly enough. That's what he thought, you know, to the repression by the military dictatorship in Argentina in the late 60s and 70s. He knew that he should have been stronger in opposing it, because that's what they did. They just disappeared people. You know, they put them on helicopters and dumped them in the Atlantic Ocean. Nobody ever heard from them. And so that's kind of what's happening right now, with gathering people up, putting them on a plane, not telling anybody and their family who they are, where they're going, and they end up in a horrible prison in El Salvador. We have to resist this kind of police state activity.
Father Chuck, just about 30 seconds, a minute left. What do you hope ultimately people take away from Pope Francis's life and teachings as we continue to face these threats to people who are migrants and immigrants and seeking asylum in the United States.
Pope Francis was a very simple and humble man, and he spoke very clearly and directly. And his position on immigration and helping them is so clear. And we who respect him for being a man of mercy and compassion, we have to imitate and continue his policy. But it has to reach down to every Christian possible. So, I mean, one of the things we didn't talk about is how he made a phone call every day to Christians in the Gaza Strip. Well, he reached out to people who were being bombed by Israel. You know, he was very compassionate.
Father Chuck, Father Charles, Dom, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Father Charles Dom is chair of the board of the directors of the Resurrection Project. He's a longtime Chicago pastor, and we will have more on the subject of immigration when we return. We're going to be talking with advocates, journalists, policy expert about what they are seeing in Illinois and beyond. If you want to join us, 800-222-9455. This is the 21st Show. Stay right here.